This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Monday, April 20th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. U.S. and Iran to restart talks. U.S. to push trade over aid at United Nations. And Russia may expand fertilizer exports. The Strait of Hormuz is again effectively closed. That's despite a ceasefire agreement reached between Israel and Lebanon as Iran announced Saturday it would reclaim control of the waterway. In the meantime, U.S. officials led by Vice President J.D. Vance are in Pakistan today in their second attempt to secure some type of longer-term agreement with the Iranian government. The two countries agreed to a two-week cessation of hostilities on April 7th. Global attention remains focused on whether two major trade lanes will fully or partially reopen this week. Yesterday, President Donald Trump lashed out, threatening on his Truth Social platform, quote, to knock out every single power plant and every single bridge in Iran. In capital letters, he posted, "No more, Mr. Nice Guy." You can read more in our Washington Week Ahead at AgriPulse.com. Also, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says she'll visit Arizona later this week. The department continues to assess whether the new rural screwworm threat and whether the southern border can be reopened to live cattle imports from Mexico. The U.S. is planning the latest push in its effort to overhaul international assistance in what it's calling Trade Over Aid Initiative. DevEx, the first, reported last week that the U.S. has circulated a declaration of trade over aid principles at the U.N. and is pushing other countries to join. The State Department officials tell AgriPulse in an email that the initiative will encourage countries to make pro-business reforms. The official said it will foster conversations between the public and private sectors and international groups to attract investment and facilitate trade and highlight stories from countries that have developed through, quote, free market reforms. This initiative is explicitly about the failed NGO development sector, the official said. The best way to foster economic development isn't through handouts, but through sound economic policy and trade. Take note, the official said, the U.S. will continue to fund life-saving health and humanitarian assistance. Russia could still capitalize on high global fertilizer prices by easing export restrictions that would allow more product to enter the international market, according to state media. TASS reported Friday that the Russian cabinet is considering expanding fertilizer export quotas. Around 90% of domestic purchases have been filled, that according to Russia's deputy prime minister, leaving opportunities for exports. Russia imposed quotas in 2025 in an attempt to stabilize domestic supply. From December to May, it allocated quotas for more than 10 million metric tons of nitrogen fertilizer and more than 8 million tons of N, P, and K. Importers in Nigeria and Ghana are already pre-purchasing Russian fertilizer for delivery in the fall, that according to the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top quality legal services that achieve cost effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. An effort to preserve availability of pain relieving hemp products for seniors, veterans, and other adults is ramping up with a bipartisan Senate bill led by Kentucky Republican Rand Paul. The Hemp Safety Enforcement Act would allow states to opt out of the national ban on intoxicating hemp products set to take effect in November, so long as they keep safety measures intact, such as prohibition on synthetic cannabinoids that don't naturally occur in hemp, according to Paul. The bill is backed by Senator Amy Klobuchar, the top Democrat on the Senate Ag Committee. The goal is to attach the measure to an upcoming farm bill from the Ag Panel. Senator Joni Ernst of Iowa also supports the measure. Paul said the ban would destroy a multi-billion dollar industry built up after the 2018 Farm Bill changed hemp law. Farmers are wondering whether they should plant it this year, he said. Mitch McConnell, the other GOP senator from Kentucky, argues the ban is needed to protect children, while Paul says public safety can be addressed, quote, without trampling states' rights or adult choice. Recreational hemp sales have been a boost for Minnesota breweries hurt by Trump administration tariffs, Klobuchar told reporters this week. A thoughtful discussion about hemp standards is needed as opposed to wiping out the entire industry and leaving, quote, senior citizens to find hemp gummies on street corners that are in the black market, she said. Not a really pretty sight. A nonprofit watchdog group is suing the USDA for records on a 2023 Ohio train derailment, alleging the agency was withheld information about crop and livestock contamination to the disaster. The Government Accountability Project filed a lawsuit against the agency last week, alleging it has, quote, failed to produce all non-exempt records responsive to a Freedom of Information Act seeking documents illustrating the agency's response to potential agriculture contamination, including testing records and communications between officials. Remember, in February 2023, 38 cars of a Norfolk Southern train carrying vinyl chloride and other chemicals derailed near East Palestine, Ohio. Some rail cars burned, releasing hydrogen chloride and phosgene to into the air. Gene editing is speeding the development of advanced traits that can help plants combat disease and cope with a changing climate. Cibus Interim CEO Peter Beedham says in the latest AgriPulse open mic. It's also helping develop new traits that can help plants access nutrients. In some cases, as much as 60% of the fertilizer the farmer would put into the crop does not get where it needs to be in the plant, Beedham says. Employing the right genetics and right traits allows producers to use less fertilizer without sacrificing productivity, Beedham says. To me, that's something that will happen in the next few years. Beedham also discusses a case before the Supreme Court involving Bayer and EPA pesticide labeling, as well as regulatory developments in Europe. AgriPulse Open Mic is available now at AgriPulse.com. Here's today's final word. Trump thinks making Mexico and Canada be treated economically like Georgia and Alabama without them actually being committed is a bad trade deal. I think it needs to be recognized and reimagined correctly. It needs to be reimagined. It needs to be readdressed. There's plenty of good in it, but there's a huge amount of bad in it, and it needs to be reconsidered for the benefit of America. That's Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick speaking at a Semaphore event on Friday on the forthcoming USMCA review. Well, that's Daybreak for this Monday, April 20th, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Daly.